Thoughts on Malachi, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 18. The distinction, and I'll call it the distinction part 1, because I think it'll take more than one discourse to look at this. Malachi chapter 3 verse 18. Now in the previous discourse, I spoke of the blessing that God, the promise that God had given to these spiritual Jews. And I spoke of it as rather a negative blessing, somewhat negative. Let me remind you of it. I will spare them. I will spare them. That seems to be rather a low key, shall we say. But now we are given the full impact. And what's the full impact? And it's verse 18. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. The distinction, part one. You see, I will spare them. What's God talking about? Well, it's quite clear here. God distinguishes. God looks upon men and he distinguishes. Well, of course, men distinguish too. They choose between one and another. They have their preferences and so on. But the real distinguisher, the real distinction that counts is what God thinks. It's not what I think of myself. It's not what others think of me. Thou, God, seest me. And it's his distinction, that is what counts. And of course, he's talking about judgment. God judges. God weighs. God pronounces. The whole context of Malachi is that God is looking at the Jews in their sacrifices, in their temple work, and all the rest of it. And he sees shoddy religion in his day. They're not keeping the covenant. They're going back to the old ways before the exile. They're breaking the law. They're breaking the covenant. They're offering secondary sacrifices and all the rest of it. They're cheating on God. They're holding back from him. They're cheating on each other. But above all, they're cheating on God. And the whole context is that Malachi is raised up and God is using him to pronounce and to speak and to expose this judgment, this distinction. And this is what's happening in this book. The application is here very clear. It's not human distinction. It's not class. It's not money, it's power. That's the human distinctions. Oh, he's in the right class. He's got money, he's got power, he's got education, he's got breeding. Look where he comes from. That's human distinction. But it's between what? Between the righteous and the wicked. That's the real distinction. It's not the male or female. It's not black or white. It's not highly intelligent and highly educated and the other thing, and it's not wealth and poverty. These things are important. These things have their place. These things are distinctions. There's no doubt about it. But the real either-or, the real blunt distinction is between, as what God says through the prophet, the righteous and the wicked. There's no middle. There's no neutral. Now, remember, we're in the Old Covenant. And if you read Romans chapter 9, you will find it very clearly set out. They're not all Israel because they belong to Israel. Oh, no. They aren't the seed of God, the seed of Israel. They aren't the seed of Abraham just because they belong to the nation of Israel. Oh, no. And we need to apply that. If that was true in Israel, in the Old Covenant, when we come to the New Covenant, think what we must say. What do I find in my New Testament? Sheep and goats. Christ in Adam. I'm in Christ or I'm in Adam. I'm in light or darkness. I'm near or I'm far off. I'm on the broad way, the narrow way. Which is it? I'm in life or death. I'm regenerate or unregenerate. I'm forgiven or not forgiven. Which is it? This is the distinction. And the righteous and the wicked. I'm going to look more at this in another discourse. The question is, which am I? And the question is, my friend, What are you? Which are you? Are you in the righteous list or the unrighteous, the wicked? I'm not asking in man's eye. I'm not asking in your own eye. It's in God's eye. And that's the question. Remember, God sees us and he weighs and he judges. And there is a distinction coming. There is a distinction now. Remember, God says, I will spare them, these who are mine. They will shine in glory. There is a day coming when the sheep and the goats will be separated. Righteous or wicked, which is it for you, my friend? In the eyes of God, I mean.